Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
It's avocado season at Subway. Try the bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado or add it on your favorite breakfast sandwich. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear?
And now I'd like to do a dramatization of a remote broadcast as if we were out somewhere doing a broadcast like the one you just heard. Pretty close, huh?
Yeah.
And people want to know why I won't go out and do that.
This rover.
Have you Heimlich'd the victim? I licked his rectum. No way.
I don't think that's the way to do it.
How old you get. I don't care how old you get. What people need to understand, especially women, we still laugh at the same stuff.
Yep.
Like rectum licking jokes.
And when you hear the sound,
if you don't laugh, there's something wrong with you.
I think so.
You know, they say music is the universal language. That's the universal funny sound.
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, Pian, I know what you're going to do. Don't overdo it. You have a tendency. Once you get started.
Oh, I could do that for the next 3 hours.
I know that. That's why I'm saying just, you know, put the brakes on it now. We don't want to use it all up. Just save a little.
Have you heard of the Pooter?
No.
The Pooter.
There's these couple different guys on YouTube. They do these pranks with this Pooter. And it's a little handheld device, and it almost looks like an airbag, but just shrunken down, like, you know, hand size. You know what I'm saying? It has a little valve on it, and when you squeeze it in your hand, it makes that sound. And so these guys...
So you can put it in your pocket.
It's very... Well, no, I mean, you have it in the palm of your hand.
Okay.
And you squeeze it, but, you know, it's so tiny you can't... And it makes really good sounds.
And it's not electronic?
No. This is all just manual, old school.
Kind of like a mini whoopee cushion.
Miniature whoopee cushion.
Yes.
Beautiful. And does it reinflate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, every time you
I have to have this.
you can go online and look at YouTube and watch some guys perform with
just
the
YouTube
Pooter.
Search the Pooter?
Yeah, Pooter.
I'm there.
Yes.
I'll be there on the first break. I'll be going to the computer.
It's very funny.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. In an actual broadcast facility, not out somewhere, you know, where we... destroy the sound of the show. We have a lot to talk about here today. We have to talk about... Dan, did you go, like I told you yesterday, and see the video of the air show?
I did not.
The video they did not air on TV?
Yeah, I did not go to
that. Oh, did you see it?
Yeah. I heard about it. Yeah.
Where she goes into the ground?
Yes.
I mean, the first thing that hits the ground is her head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, she... of course. I mean, even if she didn't land on her head and she had no...
She had 2 seconds of terror, the way I look at it. Because I watched it several times.
Well, the pilot, too. I mean, essentially,
When it flips and wasn't supposed to. Now, it's one thing when it went from, you know, upright to inverted. It was supposed to do that. But then when it twisted again...
Looks like something snapped, didn't it? What would that be with a biplane like that?
Well, it could have been an aileron. That's what it looks like to me. Whoa. That's what makes the wings bank left and right. And if one of those goes over to one side... But here's the thing. She was a very attractive 44-year-old. She'd done this for many, many years. Her name was Jane Wicker. And did you read and see the interview when they interviewed her and she talked about how she started this?
No.
She answered an ad. Now, she's been doing this since 1990. Okay, so 33 years. All right, would that be 23 years? What would that be?
90 would be 23 years.
23 years. She answered an ad. So that she would have been 20.
21.
One. She answered a newspaper ad, and here's what the ad said. Wing Walker wanted, no experience necessary. Now,
oh my goodness.
That's not an ad I would answer.
No.
But she did it for 23 years. And
it's hard to, I watched it on a video site, and of course they allow comments, and a lot of the comments were, you know.
Don't do that.
Right, and then some people were saying, how can you say that about her? She had children and things like that. And then some people would come back and say, well, she was in a field where you probably shouldn't do that.
And by the way, according to the air show people, there are only a handful of wing walkers who do what she did without a safety line. Now, a safety line wouldn't have mattered in this case. It wouldn't have made any difference. Safety line is for, whoops, I fell off the wing. Oh, I'm dangling from a cable. That has no bearing on what happened to her. That plane went right into the ground, and she can't possibly have known what hit her. That's the good news. And folks, if you haven't seen it, and some people can't watch this kind of stuff, but go to YouTube, unless they've taken it down.
Now, they haven't. I just went there.
They have it?
No, it's there.
And you'll see her inverted. She's hanging by her feet. Then when the guy flips the plane upside down, she's standing up. And the announcer, the air show announcer, says, Jane Wicker's on top of the world. And
it just flips, takes a fast
and hit. Her head goes right into the ground with that plane. It's the first thing to hit. And again, the good news is she couldn't have known what hit her. And you have literally 2 seconds to think, oh, no, over. Because once she realized what was happening, a second or two later, it was over. Now, I've never understood, and I'm a pilot, okay? I mean, look at I got about 2,500 hours. That's respectable. Flew for a lot of years. But I've still never really understood the aerobatic people. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I love watching them. I mean, look, I like an air show as much as anybody, but I've never understood wanting to do that.
No.
Pushing the limit of these guys that put on these wing suits.
I mean, you can barely. I mean, yeah, if they come real close, maybe you can see them, but for most of the time, you see a little speck on the wing, maybe. So I don't even know if watching it would be that big of a thrill.
No, you're right. You'd have to have binoculars because they don't come close enough to the crowd that you get a real good look. Hey, she's smiling. You know, I mean, you're right. It's not. But I don't get. Let's put it this way. I flew for a lot of years. I've been offered opportunities to go up in like the fighter jets, F-18. No, thank you. I said no because I don't enjoy throwing up. And I don't like the roller coasters, and I don't like that stuff. Now, I one time, I went up with an aerobatic pilot, one time, and we did, it's just called a snap roll. It's your wings are level, and he literally, 360 degrees, flips that airplane, rolls it, and he's back level again. It's that quick. And he said to me, he said, now, he let me fly the plane a little bit. I didn't do any goofy stuff because I'm not an aerobatic pilot. But he said, all right, I'll take the controls. He says, let's do one snap roll. And I said, no, no, thank you. And he said, it'll be over. And he did it. And then he said, before you know it.
Wow.
And it was that quick. And, the sky went from above you to below you to above you. Boom. And he's level again. And I said, you know what? That was fantastic. I don't want to do it again. Thank you. I said that was great. That was great to experience, but it's not my thing. It's not my thing. And this wing walking. Well, here, two things. We got this. Then we got this Nick Walenda.
Yeah.
The Grand Canyon guy with no tether cable.
I watched that.
Well, I watched it after the fact, just parts of it, enough to know that this guy is crazy.
Yes.
You have to be crazy. I mean, did you see the hole below him?
Yeah. It was unreal. I had a hard time watching it. just on TV because I can't stand heights.
All right, now here's the truth is, though, if he had fallen, you and I think of falling like, oh,
no.
No, if he sensed he was going to fall, he would drop down and grab that cable and hang on to that cable.
Probably.
The tightrope.
I would think.
No, he said so. I watched him interviewed later, and he said.
And he's done it enough to know.
Yeah. And he knows exactly
going.
How to when to drop and how not to just fall off to the side. He's not going to do that. He's going to go straight down, hug that cable, literally hang on to that cable until they come and get him. And there was a helicopter standing by, and they had to drop somebody down. So while we think, oh, man, he could have fallen to his death, probably not, but it's still crazy.
But the wind gusts and everything that were going on, he said the one time he was around halfway and he just bent down and just sat there for a minute, he said to let the wind gust go by.
Yeah.
Because
first of all, how about being able to just kneel straight down and then get straight back up without falling over?
That's
well,
crazy.
And the stamina, too. What I hear, it took like
25 minutes. Yeah, about 25 minutes.
I mean, goodness. It's well, not did, like did, a five-minute walk. I mean,
so did you hear the next thing he wants to do?
Sears Tower and
Empire
State,
or go through skyscrapers.
It's the equivalent of something like 11 city blocks.
Yeah,
from building to no, and you know why that's not going to happen? They'd have to shut down New York City.
Well, that's what the article I read. That the chances are there's no way they're going to let him.
They're not going to prove that.
And now he did the Niagara Falls, but they did make him wear a tether on that.
Yes. I remember that.
And why there and not the Grand Canyon?
I don't know.
You
I don't
got
know if
water
it,
to fall.
I don't know if it was the Canadians or the U.S. side or somebody or combined that they made him wear a tether.
Yeah, I like it with no tether. Yeah. I'm like everybody else, if you're honest, the fact that something horrible could happen is what draws you to it.
It's what draws
people to boxing, to NASCAR. Had he fallen, we'd have been, oh, my God, oh, horrible. But that, in the same time, you're thinking, oh, man, that's the coolest thing I ever saw. That guy fell to the...
Now, I think his grandfather or great-grandfather, one of the two.
His grandfather.
Grandfather was walking between buildings, I guess, and fell to his death.
He was 73.
Yeah.
Here's another suggestion. Don't do that when you're
retire.
73. Yeah. You had a good run. Let your kids do it.
That's right.
You used up all your cat's nine lives, pretty much.
That's right. Yeah. You used them all at once. Jane Wicker. And she was really an attractive woman. And quite frankly, at 44, you got to be in great shape because she's hanging by her feet. You got to pull yourself up. And you're doing it all into a wind of 140 miles an hour. That's like doing this in a tornado. And you have to know how to adjust your body for that wind that's coming. I mean, I don't know. It's probably the most graphic footage of an... And I've seen other air show crashes, and you see the plane go in, but you don't see a human body go into the ground like that. It was wild. We have any Burke segment?
Mine was going to be about that Nick...
Nick Melinda?
Yeah, but
I stole your thunder.
That's okay.
Sorry. Well, go ahead. Do you have any more?
No, I don't have any more.
You watched it.
I watched it live, and it was just so surreal. It didn't seem like it was real, the way they were talking about it.
But analyze this. Analyze why you're watching it. If you knew for a fact and
were
positive that he'd just go from one end to the other, you wouldn't watch it.
No, to see if he was going to fall.
You watch in case he's going to fall.
And did you see him run at the end? Right towards the end.
No, I didn't. I've seen him do that before.
He says,
"I would too." There's the end. Woo!
Yeah.
He says, "Oh," he goes, "I'm almost there." He goes, "Just a little bit further." All of a sudden, he starts running.
It's like, yeah, well, I can
what? They have a mic on him the whole time?
Oh yeah, they had a mic. They had a mic on him the entire time. His dad was watching and monitoring wind gusts and everything. And when he started, he kept saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus." And he's sitting there going, "You are my Savior. You're this. You're that." The whole time he's walking across.
If he'd been falling and plummeting to the bottom of the Grand Canyon as he was falling, would he have said, "You're my Savior"?
They cut the mic off, maybe.
They'd have probably cut the mic off.
You're my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And Jesus would have said, "It's time for you to come and see me, Nick."
Oh, you know what Jesus would have said?
"I can't help you here.
I had nothing to do with this decision."
Yeah.
"You made this decision, Nick."
But
goodbye.
His dad was on the sidelines talking and monitoring the winds and everything, and his dad kept going, you're doing okay. You're at this point. You're doing fine. You've gone this far and thought. And he finally said, okay, nobody talk to me. I don't need anyone to talk to me anymore. So his dad just kind of shut up, and then he let his dad talk again, saying, we've got some wind gusts coming up. Just be careful. And then he bent down, and he bent down twice before he went across.
Maybe he was pooping.
Oh,
I would be.
Could you imagine
Maybe he
that?
Pooped in his pants. Maybe he stopped and knelt down to poop in his pants. He was wearing Depends.
You have to. You have
wearing
to.
Depends, just in case.
He drops a couple of bombs in the Colorado River down there.
There's no turlet. There's no turlet on the wire.
No. Look out!
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that was wild. And he had his family and everybody on the other side. He goes, I know I'm going to get emotional and tear up when I see them on the other side. And I know I'll be close. It's like, you'll be close, but you're still not there.
Do you know that everybody who has died doing a stunt said the same prayer? Please, dear Lord.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, didn't work out.
That's what the redneck says after... But right before he dies, he has about three or four beers.
Hold my beer and wash it.
Any other Burke segment?
Yeah, I got one quick thing.
All right, this is our control board operator, Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You were off on Friday, right?
I was on assignment.
On assignment. Yes. Paul Harris was here. And we didn't talk about this on the air, but off the air. Paul let me know about this series online. It's... Jerry Seinfeld created it. It's called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And it's essentially Jerry and the start of... these are all online videos. They're all about 10 to 15 minutes long. And the start of it, Jerry has a different car every time. You hear it start up, and he describes the car because, you know, he's a huge
big Porsche
car nut. Porsche nut and VW nut. I didn't know that he has a lot of old... VW, different, Beatles and, you know, the buses and things like that. So it's he starts the car, and then each episode has a different comedian that he picks up in the car, and they go get coffee at either a deli or a diner. And the newest one is Dave Letterman, and it's really good. It's
he has Dave in the car with him?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he picks Dave up in – well, actually, it's Dave's car. Dave has this – I think it was an 86 Volvo wagon that he got from Paul Newman, and it has this obscene motor in it. It's I don't know what it's called, but it has way more horsepower than any regular Volvo wagon had. So they drive that car, and so, it's really good. But there's a bunch of different... This is the second season, I think. They're on episode 3. That the first season has Bob Einstein in one. Colin,
does it seem scripted, or does it seem
No. This is all. Them riffing just back and forth. And one, I think the first episode of season 1 was Michael Richards, and that was a year or two ago. And they bring up, you know, the Michael Richards meltdown he had on stage.
I wonder why this is not on TV, regular TV.
I don't know. I mean...
what channel is it on?
It's online.
Online?
Is it YouTube?
No, it's not on YouTube. It's just...
It has its own domain.
Yeah, it has its own, I guess, and it looks like Sony produces it because...
So what do you go to? ComediansGettingCoffee.com? What do you go to?
ComediansInCarsGettingCoffee.com, I think, is the website. And, yeah, there's... trying to think. Oh, there's a great one with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. And
I'll watch this.
Yeah, they're quite fascinating. And did you know that Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks still get together every night for dinner?
Every night?
Yeah, I guess they live real close to each other. And Mel's wife, who was she? Was really famous. I can't remember her name.
She was an actress. So,
yeah.
Because
it was just in that special that
I can't think.
But she died of cancer, and so he said, you know, she was the love of his life and everything. And so I guess he's alone now, and Carl's alone. So they come over. Carl was telling Jerry, we watched Jeopardy every night, and Jerry says, well, 8 o'clock, Jeopardy's not on 8 o'clock, and Carl goes, well, no, I tape it, and Bancroft, they tape Jeopardy, they watch that together, and they watch a movie every night and eat dinner, and they invite Jerry to sit down, and Jerry's like, you know, ecstatic about being able to witness this, and Jerry picks up take out and brings it over there. So that's one of the better ones too. And Larry David's in an episode, so it's Larry David and Jerry talking about, you know, the old Seinfeld days and everything. So it's really funny stuff. So
who are the cameras just planted, or are there cameras
in the car? They have all those dash mounted cameras, so there's no cameraman in the car, but a cameraman follows, you know, in a car behind and then comes in the deli with them or whatever. So it's a pretty intensive shoot because
Sony. What a cast of comedians to just be online.
Yeah. And like I said, Sony produces it, so it's a pretty
that would be a
well
cool
done
show.
Thing. Yeah.
Could be on any channel.
If anybody wants to check that out.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right. Shut her down. Burke segment is officially closed. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to take your calls. We have Jose Hernandez coming in next hour. You may be wanting to think about your technical question about your phone or your TV or your computer or whatever. I'm going to talk to you about your kitchen. And that can actually be high-tech, too. Thompson Price is the guy who 19 years ago showed me the ability. They had the ability to put the TV screen in the mirror. It's a solid mirror.
That's pretty wild.
But the TV is behind it, and the mirror, that part of it is one of those one-way, two-way, whatever they call them, mirrors, where even though you can still see yourself, you're watching television in the mirror. That was 18 or 19 years ago. And I just went online. I was reading some stuff when I went to Chicago. I was looking at hotels, and I saw where the Four Seasons, one of the things they were boasting about was that in their bathrooms, they had television integrated into the mirror. And I thought, hey, old news for Tom Price. Been around for a couple of decades almost. But that's the thing about Thompson Price. If they do your kitchen or your bathroom, they know what's hot, and they know what is practical, and they know which of those, of all the things in those two categories, are going to have a long life expectancy. In other words, you don't want to do something that in 3 years people go, well, you kidding me? You got that? Why, that went out a year ago. No, you're going to look at it years later and think, what a great kitchen, what a great bathroom, money well spent. And that's about the best thing you can say about anything you do, that it was money well spent. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. It's a process. I'm just going to tell you. They're not going to come in and go, well, what would you like? You show them a picture or something. Okay, we'll get started. No. They're going to ask you a bunch of questions. You're going to ask them a bunch of questions. They want to know about your family, your lifestyle, who cooks, who doesn't cook, how many people live there, how many people might live there in the future, blah, blah, blah. Is anybody going to be, is anybody disabled? Is anybody going to have arthritis? Is somebody older? It's all important if you really do a great design for a kitchen, bathroom, or the cabinetry for a home entertainment room. You want to know more? Go to thompsonprice.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now with Frank Ladd. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dan. Southbound 270, volume starting to build already south of Manchester Road down through about Doherty Ferry. No delays, though, headed westbound on Highway 70, approaching the Blanchette Bridge. It's a pretty good run up the hill to the Blanchette there. 6440 westbound, moving quite well now past the Forest Park there between Kings Highway and Hampton. Not seeing too many delays between 270 and Mason. Eastbound, it was a good run eastbound on 64 all the way to the Poplar. This update is brought to you by Subway. The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs like the spicy Italian or the meatball marinara, all with fresh veggies you love. Plus a 21-ounce fountain drink. It's a fresh new way to enjoy Subway all day, every day. The new Subway $4 lunch. From the Golden Oak Clinic Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Another great week of shows, including Getting Out of the Studio. Tuesday night, we're live from the Hilton 360 Rooftop Bar. Monday night on the show, Ed Hardy, artist extraordinaire, joins us. Billy Payne from Little Feet this week, and Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull, among other things. It's The Carney Show, weeknights at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550, KTRS.
Here's a swing and a drive, deep center field. This has a chance to go. It's a goner!
Hi, fans. It's Matt Holliday. There's nothing like wearing the birds on the bat. On Saturday, July 6th, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, can take home the Matt Holliday Adult Replica Jersey, presented by Tickets.com. On July 6th, we play the Marlins, and you can take my jersey home. Again, that's Saturday, July 6th, for the Matt Holliday Jersey Giveaway. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Home run for Matt Holliday.
Sunday, July 7th at 1:15, the Cardinals take on the Marlins. That day, it's the AT&T Cardinals flag, the perfect addition to any fan's front porch. Stick around after the game. It's Christian Day at the ballpark, a post-game program featuring Cardinals players and keynote speaker Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty. Again, that's Sunday, July 7th, when the Cardinals take on the Marlins. The AT&T porch flag and Christian Day at the ballpark featuring Willie Robertson and Cardinal players. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Missouri's biggest, oldest, and most trusted electronic cigarette outfit, Supreme Nicotine, is proud to announce the grand opening of St. Louis's first vapor lounge. Located on Manchester Road at New Baldwin Road in Baldwin, Supreme Nicotine's Vape Lounge is your electronic cigarette and e-liquid superstore. Offering hundreds of flavors of our U.S.-made e-liquid, dozens of kits and accessories, we've got it all. And as Missouri's only certified Joytech distributor, you know you're getting authentic merchandise, not cheaply made bootlegs or knockoffs. Supreme Nicotine's nothing like the junk you may have seen or tried from the convenience stores or gas stations. So we invite the most skeptical critics and those smart enough to be vaping already to come try Supreme Nicotine free at our Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road, Suite 110, at the corner of New Baldwin and Baldwin. Did I mention our lounge seating, 70-inch 3D HD TV, PS3 or Wi-Fi? Can't make it? Check out Supreme Nicotine at the South County Mid Rivers Galleria or St. Louis Outlet Malls. Learn more and order online at SupremeNicotine.com.
This is Frank and Roberta.
Hi.
Hello.
They were having a pool installed in their backyard.
Well, we wanted a pool.
But all we got was a hole in the ground.
So your pool construction guys
took our money and skipped town.
And all we got was a hole in the ground.
They should have gone through APSP.
The what?
The Association of Pool and Spa Professionals. If you go to their website at APSPSTL.org, over 400 member companies are listed. And when you enter your info, they contact you the same day. For pool installation and maintenance, the way it should be done, you can trust the member companies at APSP. Even if you already have a pool and need supplies, APSP members are the source for chemicals, toys, games, service, or installing your backyard paradise. All you have to do is add water. And APSP member companies must adhere to strict guidelines in order to become a member and are committed to providing fun for their customers.
Pool party!
All right!
The Association of Pool and Spa Professionals at APSPSTL.org. They stand behind their work.
Too many Americans are living without dental insurance, which means they might not be getting even the most basic care. After all, just a simple checkup can cost $100, and other dental work like crowns and root canals can cost hundreds more. That's why at Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, we're proud to offer Americans the dental coverage they deserve for less than a dollar a day. For a free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-8306. This is strong protection at a great price. It can help pay for just about every procedure you're likely to need. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, even crowns and dentures. You cannot be turned down for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, there are no networks, so you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Everyone deserves to have good dental insurance. So join the thousands of Americans who call us for more information every day. 1-800-300-8306. 1-800-300-8306.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
It's summertime, and that means it's time to play. With First Bank, you can play now and pay later. Get that sports car you've been dreaming of, or that boat. Take off in your new RV and enjoy your summer. With First Bank's 90 days of no payments on recreational vehicles, including cars, you really can play now and pay later. Call 800-760-BANK for details and get out and play. First Bank, banking on your future. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Change evil ways.
And I should know who this is, but I'm drawing a blank.
Santana.
Santana.
Yeah.
That's easy. I should have known that. I'm going to talk to you about a great place for transitional health care, and then stay with me, because right after that, I'm going right into some information about James Gandolfini that most of the media outlets didn't share with you, because I've told you many, many times how I feel about this. I get it, but it's still odd to me that when somebody dies, immediately he or she was just a great person. There's the greatest. And look, there are people in show business, famous people, that as they lived, everybody knew that they were cheaters, liars, drunks, cocaine, whatever. Yet, once they're gone, even Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, the weirdest freak that ever lived. Remember that funeral, though? Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. Uh-huh. That's what Al Sharpton said.
That's right.
Yeah.
There was nothing strange about Michael Jackson? I don't think so. I got some James Gandolfini stuff for you.
Well, then I saw the article today. They're having flying flags at Half-Staff in New Jersey.
Well, that's okay.
I know, but it's kind
of... He wasn't a horrible guy, but there's some stuff. I found an interview in a newspaper in New York. Somebody did a story, and they just laid it out there. They interviewed the guy that owns the... Hey, by the way, Peon, because you know a little bit about the restaurant business, what is foie gras? Is that what you call it?
That's duck's liver.
Yeah. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Foie gras.
Yeah. Foie gras. A lot of people say it's really not good for you.
Yeah, and a lot of places, I don't know if it's come around lately, but a lot of places were banning it because the process of the foie gras process is they've fatten the duck up, so the liver is really fatty and everything. Well,
Mr. Gandolfini had a heaping helping of foie gras the night before he died. And I have the restaurant where he was and an interview with the owner of that. Wait till you hear what his dinner was all about.
Oh, I think
and not
I
just
heard
not
that.
Just in what he ate, but what he drank the night before he died. We're going to get to that after you allow me to do you a favor, and here's the favor. If you or somebody you care about or know goes to the hospital for something pretty serious enough that when you get out, you can't go right home. You need transitional care, it's called. I have your place. Life Care Center of Florissant. Yes, it's in Florissant. Okay, you're listing and you're in Farmington or, you know, wherever you are. It doesn't matter. You're probably only going to have to do this one time, so do it right. And go to a place where, initially, no matter where you're headed, you're thinking to yourself, I want to go home. I don't want to go for transitional care and stay somewhere. I don't blame you. I'd think the same thing. Until you see the Life Care Center. And then all of a sudden you go, wow, this is one great place. I don't mind staying here. You're not going to be there forever. It's not a nursing home. You're going to be there a few days, a few weeks. Average stay is less than a month, 27 days. And then you want to know who goes there? People who have orthopedic injuries go there, serious ones, where they need professionals and rehabilitation and transitional therapy and care before they go back home. People who have heart attacks. People who have strokes, people who have a serious wound. Some wounds, you know, you can go in, get patched up, and go home. Some you can't. That's when you go to Life Care Center. And not only do they not care if you check out other transitional care facilities, they want you to, because there's no way in the world that any of the others can come close. This place was built in 2010. It's only 3 years old. And it is absolutely spectacular. They have an executive chef, for goodness sakes. The guy's an honest-to-goodness chef, Roger Jameson. I ate some of his food there. It was as good as any good restaurant you go into. I'm sure that sometimes when people go to leave Life Care Center of Florissant, they ask, can I just stay two more days? Are you sure I'm really ready to go home? It's that nice. Check it out. Life Care Center of Florissant. Go up to Florissant, take a tour. They'd love to show you around, or start with their website, and you get to that through frankopinion.com. Just click on sponsors, and there it is. Life Care Center of Florissant. Okay. James Gandolfini. He struggled with alcohol addiction and was still struggling with it at the time he died. The night, I think Tuesday night, at a 7 o'clock dinner with his son at this restaurant. Where's the name? Hang on. I got the name of the restaurant here. It's the Boscolo Excedra Roma Hotel. It was the restaurant in there. He had 8 alcoholic drinks. He had 4 shots of rum, 2 pina coladas, 2 beers, 2 orders of fried king prawns, a large portion of foie gras. He had been going to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, and they talked to somebody who'd been to a couple of meetings he attended, and they said that he didn't at all appear to be serious about getting sober. It was like kind of a joke to him to go there. They interviewed somebody who was on the crew, the set of The Sopranos, and said he'd been known to blow lines of cocaine and drink like an Irish sailor. And I said, the article says Irish sailor. I didn't. So if you're Irish, you know, don't email me going, hey, stop the Irish stereotypes. There are pictures of him in Rome, and I saw a couple of them. He doesn't look great. Now, see, I've seen pictures of James Gandolfini when he looks really smiley and cuddly and happy and teddy bearish, you know. These pictures show a different James Gandolfini, and they say a lot of the pictures taken of him over in Rome, a lot of them, he had drinks in his hand. Now, he keeled over of a massive heart attack the day after this 7 p.m. meal with his son at this place where they had this outdoor dining. First ordered a pina colada with 2 additional shots of rum on the side. Then he followed that up with an identical round, a pina colada and 2 shots, and then 2 beers. He had back-to-back orders of fried prawns, covered with mayonnaise, according to the restaurant, mayonnaise chili sauce, and a heaping portion of foie gras. His son was with him. His son had 2 virgin pina coladas. About 3 hours later, according to this, Michael, his son, discovered his dad in cardiac arrest on their 4th floor hotel room. It took 6 men to carry him out. Here's another thing I find interesting. I read several articles, and a lot of them referred to him as that burly actor. They never call anybody fat who's famous or who's, you know, is respected or liked. They never
burly.
Say, and the fat actor died. They go burly or hefty or the teddy bear like burly. He, you know, he's fat. I'm fat, so I know he was fat. He's bigger than I am. 6 guys, I've thought about this before. Do you ever think about if you drop dead at your house, people carrying you out? You ever thought about that?
No,
like if you're in the shower and you don't have clothes on or something.
Try not to even go there.
No, I do though. I think about it, and it's disgusting to think about it. You know, if you're real thin and you don't weigh much, okay, a couple of paramedics pick you up. They
you
come
shouldn't
to get
think
me.
About it though, because
I know, but
you
they,
won't even
know. I know
yeah.
that, but if they come to get me, it's not going to be 2 guys. It's going to be 5 or 6 guys going. This guy's big. They worked on him for 40 minutes trying to save him and then pronounced him dead. So he wasn't, you know, pronounced dead at the scene. They actually did try to save him. Now, they there's one other little thing here that I marked that I wanted to share with you. I found this to be really interesting. Because since he's died, they've interviewed and talked to several different people. There's some lady who spilled the beans or told some newspaper something that he did cocaine with the castmates at The Sopranos. So he sued her, and I don't think he was able to get anywhere with it because other people said, yeah, he did some cocaine. But they said that when he'd make mistakes on the set when they were shooting The Sopranos, if he messed up too much, he would punch himself in the face.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know what? He played the part of a tough guy. You are a tough guy when you punch yourself in the face. And I got 3 or 4 confirmations on this story. In February of 2002, they were shooting The Sopranos. He was a no-show, and they had a very expensive to shoot scene set up at the Westchester County Airport. They had rented this huge space, and nobody could find it. This guy was gone for 4 days, Gandolfini, and nobody knew where he was. He just disappeared. They said he finally called in from a beauty salon in Brooklyn, where he'd wandered in from the streets. And there was only 1 phone number he could even remember, and it was some production assistant or something, and they finally got a car to come get him and take him home. And then they said he would, the reason people say he was such a nice guy, and I get this, he'd feel so bad about the stuff that he'd do, like that cost a fortune when he didn't show up for that shoot, that they said he would regularly just lavish his castmates and the crew members with expensive gifts to make up for his behavior. They said one day there'd be a sushi chef at lunch preparing special sushi just for everybody, or masseuses. Everybody's getting massages, all courtesy of James Gandolfini. So they loved him. They liked this guy. He was a very likable guy. But, again, like most of us, he wasn't perfect, and he had some problems. And I think when you drink 8 drinks, you know, Dan, you remember Wilkie, the guy on the radio?
Yes, yeah.
The reason this kind of caught my attention was that's exactly how many drinks they said he had had. This, for those of you who don't know, he was a guy on the radio in St. Louis. He was a really talented, funny guy.
Died,
I think, at 38.
Yeah.
What? He's what?
Yeah, morning guy.
Yeah, I think he was 38 when he died. And he was really talented. But I worked in the building with this guy, and he'd come in many mornings, hadn't been to sleep all night, binges and who knows what he'd been taking or drinking. And when he was killed, they said, they talked to the bartender that had served him before he left in his pickup truck. He had had 8 double martinis.
Wasn't that on Highway 40?
It was out, yeah, it was out somewhere, Gravois 30, somewhere out there.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that. So, but you know what? He was a funny, funny, talented guy. And James Gandolfini, I'm sure, was a very likable, for the most part. But it's interesting to find out that, you know, he wasn't perfect. He's like most of us. All right. Got to talk about Amini's?
Yes.
Amini's is a, how do I describe this? It's a great big store. Start there. In fact, it looks like when you look at the building, you go, hey, they must practice hockey there. That must be some kind of arena or rink or something. No, it's the Copper Dome building in Chesterfield Valley. And when you go in, here's what you're going to find. And I'm going to miss and leave out a lot of stuff. You're going to find more top-quality patio furniture than you're going to find anywhere else. You're going to find arcade games and pinball and shuffleboard and pool tables and jukeboxes and home theater furniture. You're going to find handmade and machine-made rugs, a selection like you've never seen before. On the second level upstairs, you're going to find the Jaffe lighting collection. And I've just left out a whole bunch of stuff. So you're just going to have to go to Amini's to see it all. It's a hard-to-describe place except for this. I can describe it this way. It's a store with a lot of great stuff that'll make your home a much better place to live, much more fun to live in, and a place where they don't sell any junk. You can walk in there with $300 or $400 and find something great, or $300,000 or $400,000, and everything in between. Great price ranges, great stuff, but no junk. If you haven't been there, you have to go. You will go back. Can't go there once. It's impossible. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
Yeah, let's get another look at traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. 270 southbound already starting to fill in now. You're heavy now between Clayton and Doherty Ferry. 64 westbound, it's a good run passing Hampton. You are heavy now between 270 and Mason. Looks like we got a car off the road near Winghaven. Emergency crews and tow truck are on the right shoulder there. So you got a heavy pocket westbound 64 out in St. Charles County near Winghaven as you make your way west beyond there. It's a pretty good run all the way out to Lake St. Louis. Westbound 70 starting to see a little more volume as well between 270, mainly the Earth City Expressway and the Blanchette Bridge. No major delays there. See a pocket of volume passing Lindbergh up in North County eastbound on 270. This update brought to you by Allstate. Allstate Motorcycle Insurance comes with a genuine parts guarantee, so your bike will always be fixed with authentic parts. To learn more, talk to an Allstate agent today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. It's the Inside Out Show.
My partner John Shea and me are not professional radio people, but John is an excellent home remodeler, and I've been a nurseryman for over 50 years. We know that job jar of yours is just full of notes, and we're here to help you through all those projects.
All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
Just give us a call. It's interesting and fun to listen to. It's the Inside Out Show every Saturday from 11 to 1
on the Big 550 KTRS.
There are all kinds of joint supplements being peddled out there,
and most of them have one thing in common. They don't work to give you the relief you're looking for. But now there's Beneflex, a unique formula with a clinically tested patented ingredient that's so effective, you only need to take one pill daily. Just one pill, and you can begin to experience joint relief in as few as 7 days. And here's even better news. Now, thanks to this special radio offer, you can receive a complimentary 2-week sample of Beneflex just by calling 1-800-900-0669. So if you're tired of joint supplements that just don't work, experience the Beneflex Relief Advantage now by calling for your complimentary sample. You could start feeling joint relief in as few as 7 days, so call now. Beneflex is also available at GNC, but remember, you can only guarantee your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-900-0669. That's 1-800-900-0669. 1-800-900-0669.
Oh yeah, you love coffee. Everybody does. But not everybody treats their coffee the way it deserves to be treated. I mean, some people pour themselves a hot, steamy cup and then put just anything in there. Skim milk? 1%? No. If you really love your coffee, you'd stir in rich, creamy Coffee Mate. Coffee's perfect mate, baby, is what it's been yearning for all morning long.
Caring for the patient and family experiencing a terminal illness is traumatic. It takes its toll, but Pathways Hospice can help. At Pathways, emphasis is placed on improving the quality of life through compassionate care. Pathways Hospice enables patients to live fully and comfortably by ministering to their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs, as well as to the needs of their loved ones. Pathways Hospice, enhancing quality of life with skilled hands and loving hearts. Call 636-733-7399.
It's avocado season at Subway. Try the bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add it on your favorite breakfast sandwich. Subway, build your better breakfast.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Turns out it wasn't just conservative groups improper.